The sun is shining, there's a warm breeze, the outdoors are calling. Or maybe your dog is holding his leash, giving you puppy eyes. Either way, it's time for a walk. Gershwin's Promenade Walking the Dog originally accompanied a scenario of well-choreographed dogs and dog walkers on the deck of a luxury cruise liner. But it works just as well for your own mutt strut, as long as your dog wants to take a leisurely pace. Out for a solo walk? Whistle a merry tune. Percy Grainger whistled this melody to keep himself company during a 3-day hike through the Scottish Highlands. He called it simply Walking Tune. Who's that Englishman walking by with a trombone strapped to his back? Why, it's Gustav Holst on his way to rehearsal. He was a known rambler, sometimes bringing along his good friend Ralph Vaughan Williams. Perhaps their adventures inspired Vaughan Williams' Songs of Travel and the first song in the cycle, The Vagabond. Beethoven, too, was a known nature fan and lover of trees. His best ideas came to him while his feet and mind could wander. The scenes and sights he encountered on his hikes through the woods outside Vienna found new life in his pastoral symphony. So whether you're hitting the mountain trails or the sidewalks in your neighborhood, take the music with you. Who knows what your own walking adventure will inspire? A music moment for walking and hiking here on NWPB Classical.